with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. And I am so happy to be able to talk about this book because I look forward to it all the time. The World Almanac and Book of Facts 2023. It is hard to believe. And my guest is Sarah Jansen, the editor of the World Almanac and Book of Facts. And I'm so happy to welcome you to the program, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, this is fun. You know, I love the World Almanac. It is something, and especially for every writer, should have this next to them because you never know when you need a fact, and you never know when, you know, the wonderful thing is looking through it, it gives you ideas on things that you perhaps didn't think about writing about.
Yeah, the great thing about the World Almanac is that you can open it and flip to basically any page, and hopefully you'll find something there that you might be interested in and maybe wouldn't have thought to look up for yourself.
Seeing it on paper, when you're looking through it and you know, find the largest deserts, then you start thinking, deserts, maybe I should write a book about the, you know, so you get all these wonderful ideas. And of course, every year it just gets better. You have things that people really need to know about also. You know, I noticed that you had the advisor status report and then, of course, election results of your time. So tell us how you go about preparing the almanac.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's a long process every year. It's kind of a year-round job, actually. We have about 20 people who work on the World Almanac every year. Some of them are subject-specific experts. Some of them are writers. Some of them are editors. Some of them are fact-checkers. And all year long, they're tracking what's going on with their specific sections or just in the news in general and looking at, you know, do we have information on this? How can we add information on this? You know, making sure that all of the news stories are covered and also making sure that all of the things that readers expect to find in the World Almanac, they're going to find in an even better form than they did last year. So whether that's, you know, making sure that we have new updated data on sports or entertainment or other pop culture, or making sure that we're, you know, tracking those big news stories like the invasion of Ukraine, the increase in inflation. We're just keeping an eye basically on everything going on in the world and then putting it in one place for readers to digest after the fact.
So tell us about the coronavirus section. What was the decision on putting that in and the details that you've managed to discover?
Well, this is our third year having a coronavirus status report this year. And, you know, we have the basic data for states and countries, case counts, et cetera. But we also have throughout the book, which I think is even more interesting, you know, the first few years we didn't have great data about, you know, how these ripple effects of the pandemic have gone through various areas of society. So in the Nations of the World section, for example, we have a paragraph of coronavirus statistics in there as well in each nation's individual article. We also have in the education section, you know, what are these ripple effects in schools, in public schools, in staffing, in, you know, testing results. This is a big story in 2022. So we first started getting data on what, you know, the remote schooling has, the effect that remote schooling has had on test scores. So it's definitely been sort of an evolutionary process of, you know, sticking with the hard data, the numbers from WHO and the CDC, but also looking at, you know, these ripple effect knock-on statistics as well.
Now, when you, of course, as some areas remain the same. You just add a year or two or some little information about it. But what is great, I think, that when for a family, there's a section. I know, like, my sister will immediately turn to anything about skating or anything about hockey because she's a great skating fan, a great hockey fan. She loves to look up, you know, the who won the Olympics. This is one of the things that she looks forward to all the time. And And then, you know, I look at different things. I usually look at rivers and deserts and lakes because that's something that I've always been interested in. So it's a really a book for everybody in the family. Will find something that they just are so interested in.
That's definitely the goal. You know, we have like about 75 to 80, depending on how you count them, chapters that are, you know, divided by subject in the book. And that's, like you said, everything from sports to geography to economics to crime. We're always going to have an article about every nation in the world, always going to have an article about every state in the union, and of course the great population statistics that the World Almanac has been known for many years. So you're going to find something no matter what you're interested in when you pick up the World Almanac.
And of course you also have maps, which I love. It's a real quick, you know, you can just open to the maps and look at the countries. And I think it's so important that people know where all these countries are nowadays. You know, so many people didn't know where the Ukraine was, and now they can find out all about the Ukraine and where it is.
Anytime there's a nation in the news that you're a little bit off about, a little bit unsure of where their exact location is, you can absolutely, you know, just grab our global maps and check it out there. I think it's also great because when there's a nation of the world that you're not necessarily all that familiar with, we have the great statistical data in those country articles, but we also have a capsule history of every country. So, you know, a few hundred words, a little bit longer for some countries, that can give you, you know, a quick summary of what has this nation's history been, what developments have happened recently, what, you know, the state of affairs was before whatever news story you're looking up is. It's definitely a great way to get a very quick, you know, digestible and authoritative version of so many different places in the world.
Well, as a former homeschool mom, I love the almanac because, you know, when I was going through geography with the kids, going through history with the kids, I would tell them, well, look it up. Where, you know, what are the longest rivers? What are, where, you know, what countries border on what countries? And so this is just for homeschool. And there are so many people now who are teaching their kids that this is really such a absolute wonderful resource to have at your fingertips.
Absolutely, because it not only has the information that you're looking for, it also offers a way to learn those research skills, to learn how to look up index, you know, look up what you're looking for in an index and not just in a search bar. So I think a lot of people still really love it for that reason. It teaches those traditional research skills that, you know, do still come in handy for a lot of people as they get into their academic careers.
And, of course, if you're studying, if you want to get on Jeopardy, you need the World Almanac.
I have been told that it is a common study tool used, yes, because you have so much information all in one place, whether it's, you know, you're going on Jeopardy and you need to memorize the presidents in order because they're always asking those which 33rd president type questions. It's a great resource for things like that. And really just even if you're not planning on being on a game show, it's great to, you know, track down that general knowledge and feel like you're learning something new no matter what page you flip to.
And you can look up your birthstone. I'm just looking up my birthstone. Jasper for March. Okay, that's the ancient one. And now it's aquamarine, which I don't like aquamarines, but, you know, I think I like Jasper better. What month were you born in?
Actually, my birthday is coming up in December.
December, okay, well, that's nice. So you're Ruby, that's a good one. You know, that's it. When people give you a gift, they have to give you a ruby. That's good. That's a nice, I like that. Well, it's appropriate, too, for the holiday season, right? Red. It's a great one.
Guess so.
Okay, so we'll just nudge your family. Everybody, give her a ruby. Get her a nice ruby, right? That'd be great. So when you when you're working on this, as you said, you have about 20 people who go through it, and Wow. You know, it must be this. It's just fun to be able to have colleagues like this who can talk about all of this stuff with you, huh?
Absolutely. The people who are curious about the world is really just the only common trait of the World Almanac editor, because we're all interested in such different things. But what's really fascinating is that when you have a group of people who are interested in the world, who are curious about the world, who like learning new things and discussing new things, you always have a lot to talk about. There's always something new to discover, to consider, to, you know, compare sources and analyze data with. And that's one of the fun things about putting together the World Almanac. The world is constantly changing, and we're constantly, you know, doing the research and changing with it.
Were there any big surprises for you, things that you hadn't realized until a colleague mentioned it?
Oh, gosh, there's always so many. I would not be able to pick just one. They're constantly surprising me and constantly, you know, making me sort of gasp at a spreadsheet that shows, you know, a new population growth or a new, you know, inflation rate in the subcategory that you wouldn't have expected, that kind of thing. If you're, you know, kind of a big nerd, that's the kind of thing that surprises you and makes you gasp that less.
And, of course, every once in a while we have a new flag. I don't know if we have any new flags this year. But I like always to look at the flags of the different countries. I think it's always just so I get a kick out of it, looking at people's flags. I don't think we have any new countries this year, but you never know. I'm sure over the years we've had quite a few changes in the flags.
No new countries this year, but I hear that Utah is adopting a new flag in 2023, it looks like. So that'll be something to look forward to as well.
Ah, okay. Well, that's great. And, of course, as you mentioned, looking up presidents, and you can look up presidents and vice presidents, and just from an educator's point of view, I think that this is such a valuable resource to have for teachers to just sort of, you have to think about when you have children, you're dealing with children, just little things can spark their interest. And having the almanac sort of at your fingertips, I think, is wonderful. Of course, one of the things I like also about the speeches have come down through history that you have, I like that very much. And then just basically the timelines to put things into perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the World Almanac is constantly changing, but there are certain things about it that will never change. We're always going to have, you know, a biography of every president and a copy of the Constitution and an article about every planet in the solar system, a copy of the periodic table of elements. But within those things, you know, there are little changes here and there. There are little tidbits, new research, new ways to measure the universe. These things are constantly changing, and we're making sure that the World Almanac changes with it, so that when your student picks up the World Almanac and wants to look up something about space or about history, we have the most up-to-date and authoritative version of that information.
Oh, I didn't look it up, but I have to look it up now. I don't know what they're doing with Pluto, but I guess they kept Pluto in dwarf world yet. I don't. Yes, it's
yes,
still
yes.
It's still a dwarf. I don't know. When I was young, it was a planet. I always feel sort of a little bit sad for Pluto. Still a dwarf there, but I don't know. You never know. they might change their mind. So it's just fun. All of these things are fun to look up. Of course, you have there about the beginnings of the universe, and I think one of the things that people really enjoy about it is just we have so many brain cells. You know, we have all these gray cells in our head, and to fill them up with facts is just it's just something that we should do, because that's why, you know, we've got this great bunch of gray cells, and we should try to use them and fill them up.
It's always fun to learn something new, and you know, there's so much information in the world. There's so much out there. The World Almanac editors are really doing the work of, you know, creating a curated resource to find out new information in. You know, there's a lot of sifting and sorting and fact-checking and identifying of the authoritative sources, the best sources on any given topic, even if it's, you know, sports or pop culture or, you know, apps or YouTubers. We're making sure that we're digesting the world and putting all of the information into one place for people to enjoy.
And dog breeds. People always love to look up dog breeds. Dog people are fanatics about checking up on dogs, what where they are, what they are. And so I love that section. And, of course, country music. I like that list of the past and present country music stars. It reminded me of a lot of people that I hadn't listened to for a long time. And I thought, well, gee, I have to go and check it out because I vaguely remember their songs. And I love that list.
The celebrity lists are always a lot of fun to put together because they're constantly changing and constantly needing to be updated. But again, it's just another really great way to reflect the world. You know, country music stars are changing and the World Almanac is changing to reflect that.
And of course, the year in pictures, we have the Queen. It's hard to believe it's the end of 2022. It's almost like we went through these years of sort of the pandemic that everything was sort of all mushed together. So I think having a book that says it's 2023, it's going to be 2023 now. Get with the program. He was starting everything over again.
A lot can happen over the course of the year. I feel like I say every year that this is a busy year, but it always feels true. And 2022 was no exception. You know, we actually had an Olympic Games in 2022, and that feels like so many years ago now, but it was really just in February. And we have great Winter Olympic results from 2022 in there, as well as a look ahead at the 2024 Olympic Games. So just another one of the ways that the World Almanac both wraps up what happened in the last year and then looks ahead to the future.
And all these little details, I don't know. Wow, I like the television owners, how many people own televisions, and just everything. It's just lots of fun. When you're so when you put this book out, do you, for your job particularly as an editor, do you ever get to speak to people about it? Do you ever do any events where you get to talk about what you're doing?
We do some in-person events, not as much recently, obviously, but we have done in-person events in the past, and maybe we'll get back to those. Eventually, I do get lots of emails and letters from fans of the book and folks who want to quibble or say, you know, you didn't mention this person, my favorite person, in the book, and we'll look into it and see if it meets the criteria to be included. And that's a lot of fun, getting that kind of engagement from readers. You know, what they're interested in is always interesting to hear and something that we always take into consideration when we're looking at what to add to the book in upcoming years.
Yeah, you make a note of it and then look and maybe put it in the next year. I think that's a wonderful thing that people can do that. They can contact you if they are wondering about something and why it's not there. So that's always, and sometimes I'm sure you've gotten ideas from readers who were interested in a certain subject and then you've added it.
That's definitely been true, for sure, yeah.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper. It's a wonderful book. I think certainly for everybody. I think everybody should have one in their house because it's the kind of book that you want to have at your fingertips and while you're watching television or just, you know, if something comes up, an idea comes up, you can just pick this book up and have a quick look and expand your knowledge because that's what you have been doing for over 150 years. The World Almanac and Book of Facts, over 150 years, and you've sold so many millions and millions of these books. I just want to thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper. I think you're doing great work. And Sarah Jensen, thank you. And it's available online. Is there any do you have Facebook presence? Or do you have any other presence that you want people to look at?
Nope, you can get the World Almanac wherever books are sold. You can get it in paperback or hardcover. The hardcover is a little bit bigger. And then we also have an ebook edition. You can pick that up from your favorite retailer for whatever your preferred e-reading device is, if you have one. So
okay.
Three different ways to get us these days.
Okay. Well, again, Sarah Johnson, thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper today. It's the World Almanac and Book of Facts 2023. Beautiful cover. Nice. I love orange and yellow, so it's always my favorite colors for covers because it's easy to find. And everybody get this book and share it with your family and give it as a gift.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Bye. And it is a fun book to read. I love it. Bye-bye now.